Hey Friday, how's July going?
Oh, my week has been, I've had a lot of fuckery in my week. Lots of admin and stuff. I'm doing a lot of help at the moment. I'm supporting my parents with a whole lot of stuff. And we're doing legal stuff and house stuff and medical stuff and just all this stuff. And I'm not very good at all this fuckery, you know? Like, I'm not patient. And it's a lot of work when you're trying to get things done and you're trying to get, you know, things signed and in systems and oh my fucking God. Anyway, I'm learning to be patient, but I'm really focused on this because I care very deeply and I feel really sorry for my parents. It's so fucking hard out there in the world. It's very hard for people. It's hard enough for people who are doing all right. Right? But if you don't understand stuff or you can't access stuff, life is so hard. Isn't it? Like, it's so hard. Like, I don't know what needs to happen. And maybe it's just that we're in this weird bit where I feel like I was reading somewhere the other day that I'm in one of the last generations of people who will remember never having social media, right? Never having a phone when I went out as a teenager and all that shit. And it's like, so, and I've come through obviously fairly young and like I've had a phone for, I don't know, 30 years and I've been using the internet for 30 years. And so I'm kind of up to date with this shit. But for people my parents' age, people in their like 70s and 80s, it's bewildering. It's completely bewildering. Like the other day, my dad went to the bank and not only did he have to remember a password, he needed a client number, he needed an account number, he needed some kind of fucking something else number, you know, and it's like, hey, like, this is too much. It's too much. And it's too much to have a password, a client number, an account number, you know, an authentication number. And he's just looking at me like, I don't fucking know what they're on about. And I'm like, well, you know what, mate, fair enough. Fair enough. So I'm really strong on advocating for people who find things like this really hard. And I can't imagine what it's like for people, you know, who are dyspraxic or dyslexic or struggle with bloody internet stuff and numbers. And it's just hard. And the world is kind of crazy. Like, you have to have so many numbers and passwords. And yes, I know you can save them and I know you can do that. My dad had a notebook with all his passwords written in. Well, we lost it. He took it to the bank, lost, right? And he doesn't know about all the online password keepers. And so there's just a lot. And it's a lot of work. And it's a lot of work supporting people as well as, you know, it's hard out there. I'm really noticing this week, the conversations I've been having, just how hard life is for some people. There's people out there really struggling financially. There's people out there really struggling to get understood, to get help. And it's like they ring hotlines or they contact professionals. And it's like, you know, you can't get into a doctor for 3 weeks. Well, what the fuck if you're really sick? Like, and then there's no kind, they're like, oh, we're really sorry. We don't have any appointments. It's like, well, hang on, now what am I supposed to do, right? And if you're like me and you're a bossy tart, I say, well, what the fuck do you want me to do with that? But if you're not confident, you go, oh, okay, thanks. And you just, what do? Just sit at home and wait for your leg to fucking fall off? Like, you know, the world's a bit mad. And I feel like the people who know can access the stuff. If you don't know, you can't access the stuff. And even when you do know, there's so many hoops. Like, there's just a lot. And so there's lots of people. I've talked to friends this week, I've talked to clients, I've talked to family who all have all kinds of hard stuff going on. And whether it's financial, mental, emotional, or medical, it's just a lot. And I've been thinking a lot about what do you do about that? What do you do? So here's what I do. I'm really big on knowing what I can and can't control. And I'm really pushy. I'll push into something and I'll go try and find something. But ultimately, there's only so much you can control, right? When you are a cog in the wheel. So I give wheels a good shove. I'm a big shover. But if I like to go, what can I control? And this week, I did a reel on Instagram about how if you're feeling shit, don't look like shit, right? Because then you've got double shit. Double shit. So in my energy book, I talk about a shit cycle, and you'll get into a shit cycle if you like look like shit and feel like shit. So you might feel like shit, so get really dressed up and then you only feel like shit, but you don't look like shit, right? So that's in your circle of control. Clothes for me have always been such a source of energy and inspiration. I love clothes. I love fabric. I enjoy getting dressed. I just fucking love it, always have done. And so I use clothes to help me feel better. And I use like the texture of clothing, like different clothing feels good to me on different days. And I really lean into that. And getting dressed is one of my, literally, people think I make this up. I fucking love it. Getting dressed is one of my favorite things. Preparing food for myself is also one of my favorite things. And these things all come down to, how do you honor yourself? How do you honor yourself? And I had a conversation with a friend today about how do you honor yourself? And I'm like, what's the first thing you do in the morning? She's like, get up. I'm like, no, your eyes pop open. What's the first thing you do? I remember like, 40 years ago, I remember reading, no, maybe 35 years ago, I remember reading Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. And every morning she woke up and went, thanks, pillow. Thanks, bed. Thank you for having me. Thank you for supporting me. And I'm like, that is the nicest fucking way to start the day. Like, morning, thank you, blankets. Like, isn't that lovely? I think that's, and my eyes pop open. And occasionally if I'm late or something, I go, oh, fuck. My first thought is, oh, fuck. If it's not that, and I'm kind of waking up without any stress, I'm like, oh, yay, thanks, blankets. Thanks, pillow. Like, that's my first thought. And then I'm like, and then what do? You can control. I mean, if you've got little children and they're leaping all over you in the bed and you can't really control how you start your day. But when you get to the stage I'm at where I, you know, can get up when I want to and I'm in charge of my day, I can go, what will I do for the first 10 minutes of my day? Am I going to sit on the floor and do a meditation? I've got a friend that rolls onto the floor straight out of bed and does 10 press ups while she's still asleep. Cause she's like, if I think about it, I'd never do it, but it's really good for my strength. And I'm like, that's not a bad idea. Flop on the floor, do some press ups, right? I'd try and drink 2 glasses of water when I wake up because hydration's a big challenge for me. I'm always bloody. I try and drink a glass of water an hour, but I feel like I need to drink more. And the older I get, the more dried up I get. So a couple of glasses of water is a good idea. And I don't let myself have a coffee until I've got a couple of glasses of water already on board. That's a little game I play with myself. But it's like, what are the things that you do to honor yourself? And do you have like a favorite cup? Like, don't just drink out of any cup. You deserve so much fucking better than that. Go and get a favorite cup. You know, I was talking to someone today and she was talking about how she doesn't often look after herself with meals and doesn't. And I'm like, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go, and I suggested Spotlight because they have a lot of them, but any homeware store that has a lot, but Spotlight is great because there's a load of them. And go and get a beautiful placemat. And don't buy a set of 5 or 6 for the family. Just get one for you. One fucking special placemat. A very special placemat. And then I want you to sit at the table and I want you, or the breakfast bar, wherever you sit. And I want you at a table though, not on your knee. I want you to sit at a table and I want you to put your coffee on the placemat, or I want you to put your toast on the placemat. And I want you to go, this is special for me. It's my special little moment. And I'm going to sit with a placemat and put my, you might have a bloody 2 Weet-Bix. Doesn't matter what you have. It's how you have it, right? And so how you have it is so important. And things like that mean the world to me. Like, I'm really big on beautification, celebration. I'm really big on rituals. But I think taking a little bit of time, and this doesn't have to cost a lot of money. All I'm talking about is a $15 placemat. It's not you going out and buying a brand new dinner set, right? Maybe you buy yourself a special plate. Maybe you buy yourself a special cup. One woman that I was talking to once, she was having a lot of trouble and she wasn't having lunch and she didn't work close to any decent cafes and she was always forgetting her lunch. So we decided we needed to change her lunchtime behavior, and we did that. She had a car picnic. So she had a car She didn't have a lot of time. She had half an hour, and she went and bought a little basket and a plate and a cup and a spoon and a thermos, and she would make herself some soup and pack a little lunch. And at lunchtime, she would go and sit in her car and put music on. And she got those little silver, you know, the things that stop the sun coming into your car, and put them up around the window so no one saw her in the car. And she had this little private car picnic. Like, that's a great way to spend half an hour. Stereo on, listening to music or a podcast, eating some food in a cute lunchbox with a cute thermos, and just giving yourself half an hour. Like, we all deserve that. We all do. And I reckon when shit's hard, it's the teeny weeny little things that matter. So for me, I really amp up what I wear. I really amp up which cup I'm drinking out of. I really amp up what I'm eating, what I'm wearing, what I'm doing, all the stuff that makes me feel good, because I reckon it's those teeny weeny things that make all the difference. And if you just, like, I'll go and buy one organic apple. Oh my God, you eat an organic apple, your mouth goes, are you fucking mental? You know, and I like it. I eat a little knife and I cut little slices. Oh my God, it's so good. And it feels like the greatest treat in the world. It's the greatest treat. It's like my date fetish. I may have told you about it. I have a date fetish at the moment. Fresh dates, a little slither of organic butter and some Himalayan sea salt. Oh my fucking God. You get that in your mouth, it's a whole party. Like, if I have one of those, I can't be grumpy for the next hour, because my mouth is coated in gorgeousness. And it's all about how are you going to get micro doses of gorgeousness into your life. This weekend, think about that. Go and buy yourself something gorgeous. Gorgeous. It might be something really little. It doesn't have to be big or expensive. It can be a placemat. You could make one. You could make a placemat. You could paint a picture, get it laminated, and that could be your special. You could write affirmations all over it. Oh, I know. That's a good, I'm going to do this. Let's do it together. I'm going to make a vision board placemat. So a placemat that is photographs of things I want, things I love, things that bring me joy, gorgeous things. And I'm going to make a placemat of gorgeous things. How much fun would that be? You could get it laminated, right? Then you'd have your very own placemat. Wouldn't that feel good? I love that. People would say, why have you got that? My kids will say, why have you got a placemat? Because I fucking wanted one, because I made one, all right? Because I got off my fat ass and I made one. Ha 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 ha. That's what you could do. Make your own. How good would that be? Right, that's my project. I've got quite a bit on this weekend, but I'm going to make myself a placemat. I think that's a good idea. There we go. If you make a placemat or you buy one, send me a photo.